Live from KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. BART today is taking the next steps in developing a new generation of entry gates that it hopes will limit fare evasion. KQED's Dan Brecky reports.
After nearly 2 months of testing at West Oakland Station, BART is ready to move ahead with a gate design that will eventually be used at all 50 of its stations. The design features a pair of tall metal frame doors with tough clear plastic inserts. It also includes a system that will prevent the doors from being forced open. BART management is asking the agency board to approve a $3.6 million amendment to the Farragate contract, which should not affect the project's total $90 million price tag. The agency plans to have all of the new gates installed by the end of next year. I'm Dan Brecky, KQED News.
Some theater students at San Francisco's Ruth Asawa School of the Arts say they're on strike. They're protesting the abrupt removal of two faculty members this month. KQED's Sarah Hotchkiss reports.
That's the sound of over 100 students, parents, faculty, and supporters chanting and drumming at the doorstep of the San Francisco Unified School District. They arrived before Tuesday night's school board meeting to protest the removal of two beloved faculty members from the city's only high school for the arts. The two teachers, both from the technical theater department, were removed on March 18th without explanation or warning. Now students are petitioning for them to be reinstated. Until they are, the technical theater students say that they're on strike and will not help put on productions in the theater after school hours. I'm Sarah Hotchkiss, KQED News.
And I'm Danielle Venton.